This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Experts have begun assessing the damage at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris hours after officials said the fire that devastated the iconic church on Monday had finally been extinguished. After the fire caused massive damage to the famed Gothic building in part of the city, the city's fire chief told reporters late Monday that firefighters had saved the building's two iconic towers and its stone structure. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy reports.
A prayer for the Notre Dame in Paris as thousands watch smoke engulf the iconic cathedral. Flames consumed the cathedral early on Monday evening, made all the more tragic for Christians during Holy Week as they prepare for Easter. Firefighters say the blaze is now under control after an eight-hour battle against the flames. Police sources told Reuters that for now it's assumed to have been an accident.
A Ugandan state minister says his country would consider granting asylum to the ousted Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court. The minister said as a result of Bashir's key role in mediating a peace deal in neighboring South Sudan, his asylum in Uganda, quote, is what the government of Uganda can consider. Sudan's ruling military council says it has fired the country's top prosecutor days after the military ousted Bashir. Tuesday's statement by the council says its head dismissed the general prosecutor and two of his aides. The Sudanese Professionals Association has called for the dismissal of all top judges and prosecutors. This is VOA News. United Nations.